Yeah. Yeah, baby. Yeah.
Hey, everybody, and welcome back. The reincarnation, the resurrection of Sick Invite Podcast. I am Aaron.
I am Scott.
So here's the thing. We decided that since me and Brian had a huge falling out, we said, you know what? Fuck Brian. We are going to do this show.
Yeah, fuck Brian.
We're going to do this show without Brian. He is nobody to us. We're going to keep Sick Invite. We're going to have Cinema Universe and Sick Invite all in the same tab. Cinema Universe is a Sick Invite production. Sick Invite is its own thing. And we miss guy talk. It's fun. We like it. It lets us get all our rage out. Maybe that's why I'm so rage-a-hauled.
We're raging against the machines.
So we are going to do a new format. You're going to get an episode of Sick Invite every 2 weeks now instead of every 1 week, but you will have Cinema Universe on every week. So
dos weeks for our Spanish speaking friends.
Right. So that way you always have content that we put out. If you don't like our movie show, I really don't give a fuck. We have a special guest sitting with us today. Why don't you go introduce yourself?
I'm back.
Oh, look at that. It's Brian. He's back.
Nothing changed. Nothing ever changes. Honestly, back, what I really wanted you to do is like you talking, and then you just play the Stone Cold Steve Austin thing where the glass breaks.
I don't even know what that is.
You don't know what the intro
no,
was?
No, I don't.
They're just like walking out of the ring.
Sorry. Dumb. Well, unfortunately, I don't watch wrestling like because I'm an adult. And,
I mean, you're right. It's a childish thing.
You still watch wrestling?
No. Stone Cold doesn't wrestle anymore. This is from when I was a kid. I used to be really into
it. I don't know.
When wrestling was good.
Yeah, it used to be good. It was during the Attitude Era.
That's
used
right.
To be like, yeah.
You guys watch wrestling.
Yeah.
So you could stick it up each other's buttholes.
Yeah. I sit on Scott's lap when we watch.
Yes. We'd ski during wrestling.
He had a little bit of jism on his shirt earlier, so yeah. I assume that was from you.
I cleaned that right off.
With your tongue.
I was like, all gone.
So we're doing this on the 30th? Is it 30th?
Yeah, it's the 30th today.
Yeah, and tomorrow is July 1st, but we're having a 4th of July party at my house. If my mom's listening to this, you weren't invited because no one likes you.
Does she listen?
She said she did, but you know how like me and you had a falling out?
Yeah.
Oh, me and her
also
had a big one.
Oh, okay, we'll get into it.
What were you going to say?
I was just going to say, like,
we can talk about our falling out, if that's what you're going to
do. Yeah, that's what I'm talking
about.
That's what I'm talking about.
Let's introduce everything, and then we'll get into that. So, Scott brought the beer this week.
Yeah,
what did you bring,
sorry.
Scott?
I'm sorry.
Now, I'm going to say this. I'm not going to dock you points because of what it is, because I've been wanting to try it.
However,
it is very lazy.
Okay. So before we had kind of stopped, we talked a little bit about, trying this, pick it up for the show. It's the Bud Light Orange, and I'm pretty sure it's going to be fucking gross.
Have you even tasted it yet?
Not really.
Okay.
Now, we are drinking Miller Lite because
the God's beer.
We are back, and we decided not to totally fucking ruin it. Cool. Yeah. So,
a fine Pilsner.
Yes.
It's my favorite.
Honestly, like, some people like shit on Miller Lite and Coors
Light.
Who
shits on Miller Lite?
It's just like beer snobs. Like people like, you know, go to craft breweries like, oh, I don't drink that stuff. I had
it
a buddy at work who was like,
IPA.
Oh, you drink that shit? I'm like, yeah, I fucking drink it all.
Yeah, I drink it all.
I love it.
You're fucking like, I'll drink it. I lick
Miller
the inside
Lite,
of the
Coors
fucking can.
Light, all that shit.
Shove it down my gullet.
Got it. Tastes like just accepting mediocrity.
Now the Bud Light Orange, so it looks like if you took like a fucking orange juice and just watered it down
no.
times.
Like I said, it looks like if you put water in a bottle and you sprayed lightly that fucking like Mio stuff or the fucking and then you shook
crystal
it up.
Light.
Yeah, crystal light in
hey,
it. It's
brewed with real orange peels though.
I don't want to drink this.
I don't even know why Bud would
let's not bury the lead.
This,
I don't
but,
know either.
I mean, hey, it could be fucking great. Who knows?
Yeah, who knows?
Take a swig, Scott.
We'll let you know at the end of the show how it tastes.
He just throws up. Yep.
If you watched The Untouchables.
I'm so glad we have these Miller Lights to hear. If anybody remembered to
watch something to
watch
it down with.
Well, I just wanted to say, if anybody remembered to watch Untouchables, or if anybody watched The Untouchables expecting a classic.
I can do a review.
Movie Rewind. We are starting over. Classic Movie Rewind will return next week. And, Brian, it's up to me now. Untouchables is it's off the table.
Yeah.
So.
Ah, so I watched it for nothing?
Yeah, you watch. Well, you watched it because you owned it on DVD.
True. Hey, I got some good use out of it, finally. I never watched it, obviously, before.
Clearly. So, next week we'll bring back Classic Movie Rewind. And as I did say earlier, and I just...
Do you want to say what the movie is now?
I don't know yet.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
I said we'll return next week.
Okay.
That way it kind of gives us 4 weeks to watch it.
There we go.
Yeah. I'll think of something good. Don't worry.
And we're probably going to do a little more detail, movie detail stuff on the other show.
On the other show, no Classic Movie Rewind, which we were going to bring to that show, but we said, fuck it. It was a sick invite staple. We're going to keep it on sick invite. The other show, we are still going to do movie reviews like me and Scott saw Sicario, but I'm not going to sit here and promote the other show, the entire show.
Sick invite, by the way.
You know what, dude? I honestly thought about inviting you, but I was fucking sick as a dog yesterday. I woke up with the worst migraine of all time.
I'm just kidding. I wouldn't have gone.
Oh, yeah.
I was tired at the end of the week. I didn't get off work till like 6:30 last night. Oh, okay. So yeah. It was just like...
Well, me and...
No, tell the story because I want everybody to have this visual burned into their brains.
Which story?
Your headache story.
So I woke up yesterday morning and I had a headache and I was like, and it didn't go away. Like I went downstairs and I took some ibuprofen and I was like, it just got worse. Mm-hmm. So I was sitting in my room.
Of the cures for a headache to post about it on Facebook?
Maybe.
quite possibly.
I closed my eyes and it just kept getting worse and worse. And I was feeling nauseous and I'm like, what the fuck? Do I have food poisoning? Is it, you know, is there something wrong with me? And I got up. I don't know why you keep doing that.
I don't know. Because I hate wasting things, but yeah. I'm going to waste that.
Yeah.
We got plenty of good old Miller Lights downstairs.
So I get up and I come to this bathroom and I puke my guts out. Well, first I turn on the shower and I'm like, the cold shower's not doing anything, which usually, even if I'm sick, even if I have like fever or food poisoning or anything, a shower will alleviate some of the pain like right away.
Yeah.
But it wasn't working at all. So I went over and I turned off all the lights and then I just sat there with the fucking towel wrapped around me and I'm naked.
Was
right?
it a wet towel?
No.
No.
It was one I just used to dry off.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
So I throw up like 3 or 4 times and then I just sit there and I'm like, with my eyes closed, I'm like, I throw up about 4 more other times and now it's just bile and I'm like, this sucks. Like, what the fuck is wrong with me? Like, I barely had the energy to call my work and be like, nope, not happening today.
No comprende. Do you get migraines often?
No. I mean, this is like the third one in my entire life. And I didn't honestly think it was a migraine until I talked to Kim about it.
When you had it before, was it this bad?
No, it's never been this bad. So Kim's like, oh, put a wet paper towel on your head or washcloth or whatever and put it over your eyes. And I just couldn't bring myself to do that. So
put some Vaseline on your feet.
Does that work?
I don't know.
Rub your toes into the carpet. Be like John McClane and just sit there.
So I wound up laying there with my eyes closed, naked on my bathroom for about an hour and a half, I'd say.
I'd rather drink this beer than think of that again.
just completely naked, just my big body, just like, and then finally made it back to my room. I took her advice. I wet a fucking washcloth and put it over my eyes. That was on my eyes for about 4 minutes until I threw it off and went to sleep. And when I woke up, I was still throbbing, but not even nearly as close. I woke up at like 4 o'clock in the afternoon, so. And then I was like, hey, I don't have to go to work tonight. So, Scott, you want to go to Olive Garden and fucking and see Sicario too? And he's like, I'm there.
Okay.
So that's what we did.
Boys night.
And I honestly was going to invite you, but then I was like, it's Friday. He's probably doing something last minute. There's no
also,
way.
Also, I was tired of shit.
There was no way you could drive down.
Also,
here.
It's just really hard for us to do things last minute because I live far away. So it's like,
not
it's always
far,
a trek.
But yeah.
I mean, it's like a
I agree to an
drive.
Extent. Yeah. So. Anyways, that was my yesterday. So we went to fucking Olive Garden, dude, and I got this make-your-own lasagna, and one of the toppings was a ravioli.
You put pasta on top of pasta?
Pasta on top of pasta, yes.
I asked the guy who wanted nothing to do with me and Scott, I said, hey, is one of these toppings... one of these toppings is just a ravioli, and he's like, that's right, and it's free. And I was like...
That's one of the free toppings, brother.
You know, one whole ravioli.
Go ahead and put that pasta right on top of your pasta, because it's pasta, and you'll pasta out.
So that's
welcome to pasta. When you're here, you're pasta.
Now, Can I get an extra side of pasta on top of that pasta?
Oh, that's going to be one extra pasta for you.
That's $2.99 for the extra pasta.
Dude, Olive Garden and all American chain restaurants are literally made for fat people.
There's nothing healthy.
They're like, hold on. What are one of the toppings we can put on this? They're like, well, meatballs and shrimp. You know, people like that stuff.
Nope.
More pasta.
Dude.
Frank, imagine you're a fucking genius.
Imagine if we put raviolis on that. God damn it, Frank.
Dude, Buffalo Wild, or not, sorry.
Fuck
Dave,
off.
Dave and Buster's okay. has this. I know.
When did you go there?
Huh? A couple weeks ago.
Sick invite.
We weren't even talking.
That's fine. We'll get into that.
They have this burger that's a big fucking fat juicy patty with an entire fried chicken breast dunked in buffalo sauce with like tons of blue cheese and all this shit.
Was it good?
I didn't eat it.
Oh.
No, I just saw it on there. I'm like, this is ridiculous. You're talking about like the crazy, you know, chain restaurants and their stupid fast food.
You know
what would
be great on a burger? Chicken.
Fried chicken and blue cheese, you know, the most unhealthy cheese.
You know how you eat like one thing for a meal? Like, we're going to put that thing on top of another thing you'd eat for a meal.
Hey, I'm gonna get the burger with the lasagna topping.
I think there is such a thing.
It's just a full slice.
I have my burger, and I'm also going to get a Peking duck on it. Like a full one. Duck.
Can I get a turducken on my burger?
By the way, since we're talking about food, football season is almost upon us.
Thank fuck.
You still owe me from last season, and you need to pay.
What is he talking about?
Oh, I don't know. We started the show fresh, right?
So No. Bet's a bet, motherfuckers, and you know I would pay up. So I need my...
You know, I kind of, in the back of my mind, I was like, oh, thank God, I don't fucking go to fucking...
No. You have
Scott's
to
like, thank God Brian's out of my life. I don't have to pay $25 for a fucking meal.
Anyways, guys, so we are back after, what, two-month hiatus?
About a month and a half. I think everybody's blowing this way out of proportion.
I don't know.
It felt like a long time.
It's mainly because you and I, Aaron and I have been friends for a very long, like 11 years now?
Whenever the movie Death Race with Jason Statham
10 years now.
Came out.
Death Race.
Yeah, that was the first movie we saw together. That was the first time
I think it was 2008 with that one, but we've been friends for 10 years, and this has happened before.
Oh, many a time, sir. Hold on, I'm looking at when Death Race came out.
Not just one person's faults, both of our faults.
Yeah.
Aaron's rage issues, my weirdness.
2008, yeah. So 10 years.
Yeah.
Fucking 2008. Oh, that's crazy to me. Anyways, yes, I have super rage issues, if you haven't learned from this show, and everyone's always like...
Or if you've ever met Aaron.
And everyone in my life always screams at me, he's like, get your rage issues under control. And I'm like, fuck you, I served in the army.
He's like that little guy from Inside Out.
I don't owe anyone anything.
He's a little guy from Inside Out that just his head explodes in fire.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, I mean, we had a couple instances just on the way back from fucking getting ketchup and mustard.
Bro, the dude almost hit me. Did he not hit me? Did he not almost hit me?
You know when somebody changes lanes and they just don't look? And then he's just like, I'm coming over. And Aaron's like, oh, you son of a bitch. I will fucking murder you and your fucking family.
Dude. So wait, are you taking the other guy's side?
No, I just thought it was funny.
If I wasn't paying attention, he would have hit us.
We're talking about your rage issues and you're raging.
It's so funny. It's so funny. You could literally get him into a rage mode just by talking about his rage mode. It's the fucking best.
It was fucking...
It's like saying Beetlejuice three times.
And before that, it was this little old woman at Walmart.
Oh, this motherfucking bitch!
Who jumped in line in front of the self-checkout.
Oh, really?
He's like, where's that bitch? I'm going to fucking tell her off.
When I'm with Scott, I know I'm allowed to tell
people
off.
You're going to be in the grave earlier than me. Maybe.
I wanted to scream at her, but she left. Yeah, okay, maybe I do have some rage issues that I, you know, don't talk about as often as I should. I got... But as I said,
step in the right direction.
No, it's never going to change.
First step's admitting it.
No, it's like I told someone earlier. I've served my country, so I'm allowed to be an angry and asshole to whatever I want.
Not to your friends and
loved ones. No, I know you're right. In my heart of hearts, I know you're right. But when someone's coming at me, my first instinct is to, you know, bow up on him.
He's like a little porcupine.
You're not going to fucking tell me what to do. I'm a 33-year-old adult.
He's like, I will curl up in a ball and I think fucking poke you.
I'm 35, actually. Anyways.
As I say, weren't you... When were you born? You were born in 83.
34.
You're 34 I'll be 35 going to be 35. This year?
Okay, I don't even fucking Jesus. Know. Who knows, dude? Birthdays are gay.
No, it's just because you're getting old.
Oh. Dude, I've had moments in my life where I'm like, how old am I?
Yeah.
And then I've had to do the math because I'm like, I just don't care.
So I just don't want to think about it anymore.
Yeah. No.
No.
I'm young at heart.
Yeah. You are.
Scott, yeah.
Very young at heart.
Scott's not that old.
You don't age, though, dude.
I'm like Tom Cruise, dude.
Yeah. You just got to run in every movie. That's
yeah. Just running away from anything. Could
some
be a
big explosion.
Just like somebody like, sir, you dropped your wallet. He's like, oh, bah, 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 and running down the
Scott,
street.
Scott, too.
Yeah.
Later. We'll get it later.
Yeah. Well, that flamed out fast. Anyways.
That did flame out fast.
So
back to the old hijinks.
So yeah, me and Brian have been friends for a long time, and I raged on him, and there was and you know,
it wasn't just you.
Yeah,
it was
yeah,
me.
Yeah. We probably could have handled it better, but I ended the show prematurely. I should have waited. I should have.
This was the product of your rage.
What was
the ending of the show?
Yeah, I ended the show. I ended everything, and Scott had to be my friend because he's like, you know,
well, I mean, you know, he's kind of like.
Plus,
you know,
I take him
in
to
law
places.
Means something.
Yeah. And
Scott's like, well, I guess he's around.
I spent a lot of time with Scott being like, hey, you want to hang out? Hey, you want to do this? Hey, you want to do that? But I've got him to go see more movies, so that's good.
I kind of have to now.
Do you pay for Scott?
It's kind of the obligation of the other show that we do is movies. So yeah.
By the way, what's the name of that show?
Cinema Universe Podcast.
The Cinema Universe Podcast. Available also, on iTunes.
I'm like, anybody who listens to this is probably listening to that one too.
Maybe.
Meaning Crystal.
She actually told me last week she doesn't listen to Cinema Universe Podcast because she's so mad that Sick Invite left.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, guess what, Crystal?
It's she back,
know?
Yo.
Does she know?
Yeah, she knows.
Okay.
Because it was the first thing she asked.
Man, well, I mean, I don't know why we did this whole fucking intro then. It's
because other people don't know.
It was a
we
joke,
finally cause figured out how to look at the downloads, and we have a lot more people out there than want to write in and tell me I'm a douchebag or I'm a baby.
There's
or
a lot
whatever.
Of people that listen, they just don't write in and talk.
Yeah. I feel like that's like the same thing with most shows. Like I listen to like 10 different podcasts. I don't ever write in.
I don't know how you do that. I struggle with four.
Really?
I'm the same way. I've got like five or six on the queue, man, that I'm just back and
like, because like I listen to Joe Rogan and all his episodes are 3 hours long. So
yeah, Joe, I like his show and I listened for a little while. It just got to be too much.
Well, the thing is like I don't listen to every episode. Like if he has a fighter on or something, I don't listen.
No one cares.
Well, he does his MMA shows in the same thread as he does his like regular Joe Rogan Experience.
Right, but I'm saying like there are Joe Rogan Experiences where he'll just have like a random fighter on or like, you know.
Yeah, I'm kind of picky on, just depends on who he has on.
So like he's had a couple of good ones though, and though like if it's a celebrity or something, I'll listen to the
you
whole
listen
episode.
To that Kevin
like
Smith
Kevin
one?
Smith one was fucking
I
awesome.
Listened to that one just because I'm a fucking jerk it to Kevin Smith.
Me too.
Did you,
I love him
so
much.
When they were talking about the dogs, did you fucking cry like a baby?
No.
I did.
No, because I don't know. I mean, like, I have my own experience with that. Like, his experience wasn't my experience, so it didn't, like, bring that up for me.
Because the first time I actually watched it on YouTube, so I sat there and watched them, like, start to, like, tear up and cry.
I don't
and talking
yeah.
about their dogs and the,
I don't know
they're dying. And
do you guys do this like when you're just sitting there and you just sit there and you look at your dog and you're like, you're gonna fucking die one day
all the time,
and then you just start like getting that ball in your throat and you're like, I don't know if I can do this,
dude. All the time Kim gets mad at me for it. I'm not kidding you. I was over at Toby and Crystal's and I love their dog just as much as I love my dog, and I was just thinking, this dog's gonna not be around one day, and that just made me sad. I don't know why, because clearly I'm fucking psychopath.
I did the same thing.
Aaron just resorts to like a 3-year-old. He just gets down on the floor and he's like, I love you, dog.
Pretty much.
I do the same
pretty
thing.
Pretty much.
But it's one of those things, like, I think about that. I look at my dog and I'm like, yeah, you get up here and like I get a little more like affectionate and like give her some more attention just because I'm like, fuck, man.
Then 2 seconds later, you're like, get the fuck off the couch.
Yeah, I know what happens because she's like licking her paw. I'm like, fucking stop it.
Yeah.
It's too close to my penis.
My exposed penis. Well, I'm trying to jerk off. Gay porn. Brian here. Hey, you know what? That's not show related.
What?
I was just going to be like, hey, you have all those movies I gave you? Like, do you still have them?
Yeah, what would I do with them?
I don't know. I was just wondering.
I was like, these are from Aaron. I just pitch them out the window. I fucking hate Aaron.
Yeah, would you need them
How
back?
Much we
do you want them back?
No. Why would I? Yeah, dude, I need them back.
I don't know. You asked about them. I'm like, oh, shit, yeah.
I don't know because you gave them to me, or I gave them to you. And you didn't like
usually
me
when a friend gives you something, like,
yes,
you keep
but
it.
You didn't like me for a minute, so I don't know if you're just like, rah, and you go to the trash
no,
can.
No, I'm
and
not
put your
fucking
man.
7 years old.
I don't know how it works, man.
I know, it's how an adult handles things.
Okay.
For the most part.
No big deal. So, what do you guys want to talk about?
I thought you guys were going to talk about your breakup.
We did.
Yeah, it was nothing. It was stupid shit. We've done it before.
Yeah, it'll happen again.
It'll probably happen again. We're going to try not to make it happen
right.
again. Which means I need to not text Kim about Aaron acting like an asshole, and Aaron needs to not
rage
the fuck out
yes.
and say very hurtful things. So
that's right.
I tried to be the mediator of the whole
no,
thing.
No, he didn't.
No, Scott, you didn't do anything.
No, with Aaron, I tried to tell him, I'm like, I go, man, come on. I go,
no.
I think you have to understand that Brian comes from a good place. And I said, I think you understand that you come from a good place. But those roads just don't quite fucking meet up sometimes.
He's such a liar. I was like, dude, what do you think about this? I was like, what do you think about this situation? He's like, yeah, Brian crossed a fucking line. What a dickhead. I was like, whoa.
Yeah.
Okay, that happened.
I believe it. I believe it. From Scott. I didn't get one text from Scott. After that, and I honestly, it hurt me a little bit.
What are you
going
to do? Go hang out with Scott and be like,
yeah,
fuck
like Scott and I were like, oh yeah, we're going to Arizona Rattlers game. Fuck that guy. Like,
we went to a Rattlers game.
Oh, I'm sure you did. Sure you did.
One. We didn't drink at that one.
Yeah, we did.
No, we had one
we
beer,
always
dude.
Do.
We had one beer, but it was mostly sodas the entire time. That was the one they lost.
So what do you consider one beer? Do you consider
wait, did
like,
you guys go to the playoff game?
No, they lost
to the Barnstormers.
We went to that game.
We were talking shit, and then we couldn't talk shit because they were losing.
Oh, it sucked,
oh,
dude.
It sucked.
And they didn't have that great of food that time. I can't remember what it was.
Wait, they had different food every time?
Every time. Huh. It was like fried chicken or something? I don't know.
Yeah, it was fried chicken.
It was okay, but
it was decent fried
it was
chicken.
It was decent, but I'm just saying we've had much better food.
Yeah, I mean.
I wasn't as excited.
Fried chicken's not like a good sporting food, I don't think.
I don't
like
think.
Like at
I
a sporting
know.
Event.
All I know is there was one time we went in this. Chick in front of us had a fucking cheesecake on a fucking stick, and I went back every single time to find the cheesecake on a stick.
We have
gone.
We have
forever.
Walked the entire fucking arena
to find the cheesecake.
Looking
on a
for
stick.
The cheesecake.
Why didn't you ask
dipped
her?
Dipped in chocolate on a stick.
I did ask her.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, she's like, oh, it's right up there.
Oh, they were just like,
there's
no.
There's only one place in the entire arena that sells the dipped stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And when you walk up there, and he had asked them. They had no fucking clue. They're like, yeah, I think we used to carry that. And it was like, it was last week.
You know those bitches brought in her own cheesecake dipped on a stick.
It had
She's
to
like, I'm going to get over on this place.
It
I'm
had to
the
been
smart
but,
one.
I mean, we have put miles on the arena looking for fucking,
that's so fucking
cheesecake
funny.
On a fucking stick.
Dude, it's and we went to that baseball game without you. But that wasn't as fun. I can't remember. I thought we had a good time.
It was all right.
The game was okay.
It's baseball. We were like,
it was on Mother's Day,
up.
And they wouldn't give me a bag because I wasn't a female. That's what they told
me. Yeah, we were trying to get a leather bag that had like.
Did you tell them they were sexist?
We did. We tried.
We tried. They didn't care.
But they were just like, yeah, we don't fucking
yeah,
give
fuck
a shit.
Off.
We're they're like, this is the 14th time we've had.
I told the lady, I'm like, Aaron identifies as a female.
Yes.
We are both identifying as females right now because I want my free fucking bag.
And she's like, no free bag for you.
Mothers only.
Yeah. I think they lost, didn't they? They lost to the Capitals.
They did lose
the Capitals. The Nationals.
Capitals were just doing so good that they started playing baseball.
Now, when I got the beer earlier, I thought of Brian because they
weird.
Have.
That's probably the first time in 2 months you've thought of me.
You could have always texted him.
Yeah, it's different coming from me because it's a little bit awkward because I know Scott's more of your friend.
So
than
you
me.
Like God, okay. Scott more than me? You just want him to text you?
Yeah, when we were fighting, yeah.
Okay.
But anyways, they have the limited edition hockey beers out. I think they're Molson, and they have
yes. Where?
Albertsons?
At the store there.
Oh, fuck, I've been looking for these.
But they had all the like the Bruins and the fucking Nationals.
Is it all
Capitals?
Is all 31 teams?
Maybe, I don't know. They were all in the individual section.
Are you gonna be that guy who like buys the 30 pack? Even though like even I couldn't do that.
I might.
Because I love
the Saints. I thought you did that before for the Saints
no.
with like a Bud Light thing.
I've always had my Bud Light stuff sent to me, so.
Wow. All right. Big time.
Always had it sent to me. Yeah. You know, no big deal.
Mm-hmm. I get the Bud Light stuff from New Orleans.
Yeah, it's sent to me.
But no, I would like to get that. Molson's an all right beer. I mean, it's basically Canada's shitty beer.
I think it's Molson. I would assume it's Molson because I had fucking...
He'll jerk it off.
He'll be like, Molson's the greatest, better than anything in America.
I just said Molson's not that great.
Beers in America that's better than it?
Yeah, dude, Miller Lite and Coors Light. Okay. They're the fucking greatest.
I agree. What are we at?
USA is better than Canada.
What? Are we at 48 minutes?
Are we struggling?
25
Ooh,
minutes.
That's not good.
We're only at 25 minutes?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
But we made a pact to ourselves that we were not going to be concerned over how long we were running.
True.
We could consider that this just the intro episode. Because honestly, we did no show prep, if anybody asked.
We did zero.
And I think...
We just wanted to tell you we were back.
Yeah. We're back, motherfuckers.
We can do a 30-minute episode and go eat food.
I do think it's a good idea if we do, because now we're going to have 2 weeks to prep, so that's good.
Yeah.
So come up with stories and things that are happening. Nothing's really going on with the NFL right now, which sucks.
No.
I got big into, so like tomorrow is a big day for me. Aaron just saw it, so
I already know what it is.
So Scott pulled
dude
up
got
a thing.
Fired. Dude got fired for telling somebody to take off their MAGA hat, which he should have.
Really?
Hope he never works again. Hope he dies. Being poor
Scott
person.
Just looked, or Aaron looked at the picture of the Make America Great Again hat, and he just says,
so
points
what,
at it.
So
like
what some, about, so this week, Toys R Us closed their doors for good.
Okay, I actually have something to say about this, because I'm actually mad.
Yes.
Because I see all the motherfuckers online that are like, oh, you didn't care enough to support them, and they're overpriced. It's like, you know what, first off, I don't give a fuck. Yes, over the years they got overpriced to meet the demand of all the other department stores. However,
and Amazon.
Yes, and Amazon.
Yeah, the internet's killing everything.
However, my biggest, when I was a kid, there was nothing more thrilling than going to Toys R Us, getting that slip of fucking paper for your NES game, walking up to the cage, giving them the slip of paper, and them handing you the physical game.
Yeah.
It was the greatest thing of all time. It was incredible in all ways, and I don't. Kim's in here handing me 17 jerkies when I've only asked for the blueberry one. Yes, I did.
Oh, blueberry!
Well, yeah. Surprise!
Who cares?
No one cares.
Is someone calling you?
I think that's your phone.
It's the group text.
Oh, fuck!
That just goes off all fucking day and night.
Oh, it's Kim. She's texting me. I'll read it on the air. Still need it, and which one? Yeah, the blueberry moondrop one from Commonwealth Dry Goods all the way in Northern Virginia. So, anyways, so when I was a kid, all that shit was cheap. It was all cheap, and I will miss it. Just because I didn't shop there in years, it's like just another piece of my childhood is getting wiped off the fucking
universe.
Just
like Blockbuster. I did not shed a tear for Blockbuster because you know what? I can get my movies in a better place.
In a better place.
Well, it's just like people were like crying over Blockbuster before. Like, oh, this thing. Who talks about Blockbuster anymore? Nobody. They don't give a shit. People who talk about Toys R Us and are like, oh my God, my childhood's gone. And I'm like, yeah, I agree. I had great times in Toys R Us, like looking through toys and like seeing all this shit. But like, the fact that you're sitting there and just trying to reminisce goes to the fact that social media is just this thing for people to make it all about me. Me, me, me. I'm so sad that this is going, which you probably haven't gone to a Toys R Us in 10 years.
Me and
so why are you crying about it? I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about
Me and Scott went
no,
like
no,
a month ago.
It's not all about you.
Well,
okay. I'm talking about...
We went and then we complained that their fucking prices sucked.
Yeah,
the prices
we did.
Blow balls.
But see, for me, this is the second toy store that's closed because when I was growing up, it wasn't Toys R Us.
It was Jimmy's old toy shack.
It was the Five and Dime.
The Five and Dime. You go down there and get a soda pop.
Mr. Riddler.
You got my first with your favorite gal.
String, bought it at the Five and Dime. Yeah, that's Scott.
No, for me it was Lionel Playworld. It was...
You keep bringing this up, dude. You
I don't know what that is.
Fucking
what is
different.
That?
No, it was Lionel Playworld. Lionel
is he the contrarian?
Yeah.
Lionel Playworld was Toys R Us before Toys R Us.
Where was this?
No actually, one's ever out heard here, of it was up on... Alma School.
Were you touched there? Like, is this just like... Yes.
No
like,
one's ever heard of it.
It's like some guy named Lionel took him to this place. He's like, no, it's Lionel's Play World. Yeah.
Dude, it's Lionel's Play World, man.
I'm just shitting all over Scott and his old stories.
I've never heard of this.
Lionel Play World was around way... But see, you guys are way younger than me, though.
Yeah,
not that younger.
Not that much
How
younger.
How old are you? 41?
41.
Okay, I'm literally 35.
Right, I'm 29. There's a bit of a gap there. But... That's not that big of a difference.
It's a 6-year gap for me. It's a fucking 12-year gap for you. It's not that big.
But it was that. See, I mean.
Oh, there it is. Let him play, world.
So it's a kangaroo, not a giraffe.
Early 80s. It had been around for a while, and I think
was this more than one place?
Yeah,
it was. Or is it just one?
It was like a Toys R Us.
They were around the country?
He's the guy that when you bring up Chuck E. Cheese, he was like, don't you remember the other one? The fucking, with the big rat or whatever that played guitar before
Chuck
E.
Cheese?
Chuck
E. Cheese?
No.
Was there another one?
Yeah, there was one before it. I can't remember. It's called like something school pizza. Or I can't remember what it's called.
That's that provides.
I don't remember what it's fucking called. It was Showbiz. Showbiz Pizza.
Oh,
I
don't think that was out here.
Yeah, it
was.
It was Chuck E. Cheese.
Was that the one with the weird animatronic dance or the animatronic band?
Yeah.
Was that Showbiz?
Showbiz, yeah, but that was also Chuck E. Cheese.
Oh, okay. I don't know. I probably went to
Showbiz became Chuck E. Cheese.
I remember one time going to Chuck E. Cheese and my buddy got...
You had a buddy?
Yeah, I did.
Did he rage out on you when you...
No.
Oh, okay.
No, he was a good friend. I'm just kidding. he got... So it was his birthday party
friend.
There.
He was like, hey, man, I'll give you a slice of pizza if I can touch you down.
Touch down there. You want to go to Lionel's Play World after this? So
it doesn't exist. It's
I
in
just
my
remember,
mind.
I don't know why, if for some reason it stuck in my brain, like, he got a Super Nintendo at the Chuck E. Cheese for his birthday, but he also got this game called Zombies Ate My Neighbors.
Oh, I love that game.
And I was bitter as fuck because our family...
You were jealous at a fucking birthday party?
Yeah.
I never was jealous at anyone's birthday party.
I was jealous because we had the original Nintendo, and the Super Nintendo had already been out for like 6 months by that point.
Uh-huh.
And like, I never got that.
Wow.
And it was just like, I was like,
super. Has your life changed?
No. Fuck no.
Okay, good.
No. You know, it's only just because I spend a lot of money on video games and shit now. It's probably an issue later in my life.
And that's why, dude, I'm not even kidding you. That is the reason I have such a movie fucking fetish, is because when I was a kid, my parents wouldn't take me to see shit. They took me to see like 3 movies. Honey, I Blew Up the Kid. I think maybe The Lion King. And the third one, I don't remember. I think it was like an accident.
Yeah. They're like, oh shit, where are we supposed to go? Ah, damn it.
So when I fucking went to see my aunts in the summer, I would spend like every fucking day at the theater catching up. Until I would sometimes see 2 or 3 movies a day so I could fit them all in.
Yeah.
And I would just lie to my aunt and be like, oh, my parents don't care if I see R-rated movies. And I'd see like every fucking movie. And now that I'm an adult, I'm like, I'm going to go see that goddamn movie if I want to see it. I'm also going to end all my friendships.
Yeah.
So
I don't know. I can't understand my emotions.
Right. Thanks, Mom. Fucking
I never had anything like that for a kid. I think I just really like video games. Yeah. I think it was the fact that I was always behind the ball. So our family, I mean, like, we were middle class, but like, my parents would never like spend money on that kind of stuff. So like, if I had the NES, everybody had the Super NES. If I had the PlayStation, people had the PlayStation too. So like, now when things come out, I buy all the new shit that comes out. I make sure I'm like the first one to get all the new video games.
It took you 2 years to get a classic NES. I got it the day it came out.
Also because I'm cheap. Okay. I didn't want to spend the $200.
See, I was the same way.
What $200? It was $60 when it came out.
No, but you couldn't find it. It was going for like $200 on eBay and shit like that.
Oh,
that's what I mean. Like, I couldn't find it at the $60 price point. I finally got it at $60.
You can go buy. There's one. I went to Walmart today. There's like 4 in the case.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're easy to find.
See, it was the same way though. My buddy was the first to get the actual Nintendo.
Yeah.
And I think I didn't even get it until the following Christmas.
Nintendo 64 was the only thing I was behind
the
curve on.
It's almost like being in tournament camp, right, Scott?
Right.
It's just like the Holocaust, actually.
I mean, it's very comparable.
No, that's true, because it sucks if you see all your friends have it, and you're like, God damn it, I want to play that. Like,
God, I should just go throw myself in an oven.
My buddies had like Grand Theft Auto, and I was still playing Lara Croft Tomb Raider on
what?
The original.
What? That shit was great, though.
It was great, but I also fucking killed enough tigers to where I'm like, I want to go kill some regular people.
And that's why we have school shooters today.
No. That's not the reason. Don't you do that.
Don't you put that evil on
don't
PlayStation?
Put that evil on video
you put
games.
That evil on me. You should take away my video game.
No, but my buddy Philip, I'll never forget. I spent the night at his house once, and I spent all night playing.
Yeah, you'll never forget that moment.
The Legend of Zelda for the N64, the
Ocarina of Time.
And I play it forever.
No, I played and beat it. And then for my birthday, my parents got me the N64 with Legend of Zelda Ocarina of Time, and I looked at him like, old
news. Did you ever replay video games?
All yeah, well, yeah, when I was a kid, because I didn't have any. that I would sit there and try to master like these shitty video games that my like dad would buy, and I would master them. Now I get like bored, which makes me sad because I know I'm getting old.
Yeah,
so I'm like, oh, it's too hard to beat. I'm trying to move on.
I don't know if you guys know the struggle, man. Like, dude, I had the Atari.
Tell us about
back
it, old man.
My
Scott.
Day, when I went to Lionel's Playground and I had to buy the Tetris.
Listen to me. In this machine, next show, I want something that's like, tell me about it, old man. And I'm going to tell you when to play that shit because we got to hear about the struggles that's 6 years older than me.
When I had the Atari growing up, man. And I would freaking play that damn thing and I would have fucking blisters on my hand because anybody that has played the Atari knows that fucking joystick sucked ass.
Yeah,
you had to like fucking lean on that thing to get it to fucking move.
Beating a Nintendo game was an actual feat because there was no save game. You got three lives and you got passcodes, and that was the only way your ass was getting back to the final level.
Grind that shit.
Yes,
if you wanted to go. Well, wasn't this like Fallout? So recently I've been getting into Fallout 4 again because Fallout 76 is coming and I'm a rube. But it's got like the quick save feature. Anytime you just go in quick save, oh yeah, I'm gonna be getting into this giant battle, like I might die, quick save. There was none of that shit.
I know. I wish there was quick save.
The first Mario Brothers, man, it was like you had to beat a certain level before you could save it. Remember?
There was no save.
There was no save on Mario, was there?
In order to keep playing. You had to keep playing. So you had to get to like level 4 in order to start at level 4. If you fucking lost your lives before that, you had to respawn at that level.
You would leave your Nintendo on overnight so you didn't die. Oh, yeah. I remember that because my parents would let me rent video games from like the local, rent store. Blockbuster, but or whatever. And I would sit there and I'd rent them and then I'd leave my system on all night with the TV off. So because I knew if I turned it off, that was it. I'm just going to have to start all over again.
I rented Battletoads probably 15 times. And I'm like, parents just wouldn't buy it for me. I was like 6 and I was like, why don't we just buy the game? And they're like, we'll just rent it for a little bit. But I'm like, you probably spent more renting it 15 times than we did, if you would have just bought it.
Yeah. So what do you think about these Mexican kids in this? I'm just kidding.
That's on their third podcast that's coming up.
No, we can talk about that. But
Racy McRacist and Old Man Farts.
Dude, I didn't realize the last time we did the show that Scott's like, hold on, I got to one-up you with my old man stories. Lionel's play. It's like, stop it. Stop it.
It's nice for me because I have no.
All I'm saying
is
everybody has this emotional attachment to fucking Toys R Us growing up, and I'm like, I didn't fucking grow up with Toys R Us.
Yes, you did.
Were not, so Scott, you're saying
you are 6 years older than me. We both had Toys R Us. So when you were six,
imagine
when
a 6 year.
I was zero, and I went to fucking Toys R Us.
Scott, you're saying you weren't a Toys R Us kid.
I'm just saying I was already moving on into years when Toys R Us became like the place to go. I was past my
I don't know when it became the place to go.
Cuz if you were let's say you were 6, I was already like 12 moving into like 13, man.
Okay, but whenever original Power Rangers came out, I went to Toys R Us and bought all the fucking figures. That was when I was 13,
and
14.
And Power Rangers was well beyond my time.
Ooh. All right, whatever. Fuck you, Scott.
Power Rangers beyond your time? I guess it would be. I was into that shit when I was a kid.
Dude, when I was getting older, and I consider myself older at this point, it was Ninja Turtles.
Yeah.
I like Ninja Turtles, too. Ninja Turtles was before fucking Power Rangers.
But that was at the point that I was questioning, like, should I be buying these because I am, like I felt like I should be driving a car at that point. Dude, for me, it was He-Man. Thundercats.
I have not heard him stop talking about He-Man for a month and a half. Thank you for coming back.
Really?
I'm Prince Adam, me.
Wait, Jesus Christ. He doesn't. Maybe twice I fucking mentioned
it. I know.
He's
on top of
it.
His rage, Aaron exaggerates.
No. Scott has come over to my house a collective like 115 times since we stopped talking, and he's talked about He-Man every time.
The last time I talked about He-Man.
I love He-Man.
We were talking about Skeletor because we were watching the Funko thing on Netflix.
Yes.
Mm.
And he's like, oh, there's this one that's like the Skeletor that's like hard to get. And I'm like, I have one of those reproduction Skeletors still in the box that I bought years and years ago. And I said, it's still in my garage. End of story.
That was not. He's like, I love He-Man.
I like how you guys are the ones that are going to be arguing now.
Or not. Don't drop your phone.
I'll just drop my phone.
Oh, shit.
Bitch. Yeah. Well, do you guys want to do this?
Fuck Toys R Us, right?
Yeah. No, I'm sad. I am
I'm not sad.
You guys want to do something?
I had good times there. You got to remember the good times.
Do you want to do Snack of the Week?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right.
Yum, yum. It's time for a tasty and refreshing snack.
So, none of us have had this. I'm not saying no one has had it, but this is Get Your Own Shiner Stash Jerky Blueberry Moondrop. Now, I ordered some food from Virginia, so I got a lot of it, and I figured we could use some of it for the show.
I can smell it already.
I can't smell it. Now, the big thing about jerky is if it's soft. If it's not soft...
Yeah, because then it's just going to be like you're eating a shoe. The smell's really good.
I like this music.
Uh-huh. It's good chewing music.
Yeah, it is.
The fucking flute came in, man.
It's called like Walk of the Elephant. I figured it's perfect.
I feel like this is not how an elephant would walk. Okay.
So what do you think, Scott?
I taste zero blueberry.
I get a little hint of it.
I get a hint of it? Yeah.
There's a hint of, like, real sweet in there.
It's good jerky, though.
It is good jerky.
It just tastes like jerky. I mean, it's good jerky, but when I think blueberry, man, I'm thinking, like, I want that blueberry.
I don't. Not on jerky.
But that
What are the other ones you got there?
I don't know.
Oh, we're not trying those.
Oh, fuck.
She just brought them all up.
It's got Scott Farkas on it.
Yeah, plus Brian Crane.
Yeah.
And then I got the bacon jerky.
Oh.
And then this one's like sriracha. But we're not trying
Aaron's favorite.
My least favorite.
I'm surprised you bought that.
I didn't buy this.
This the sriracha one?
This was given to me.
All right. What do you guys score?
I like it. I give it a 3. I'd eat it. I'd eat the whole bag. I like jerky, so.
I go 2.5. I like the jerky itself is really good. That blueberry taste is a little weird, though. I don't know if it works with jerky. Not a big fan. Because it's light, but it's still there, and I don't like that.
Yeah, I'd say 2.5, just because it is good jerky, but the whole blueberry thing just doesn't deliver for me.
Dude, they did, like, a ghost pepper version of that.
Oh, man. Kim?
I'd be all over that.
Kim goes to like this thing once a year in Tempe, and there's a jerky guy, and she gets me ghost pepper jerky.
Is it good?
It's the fucking best jerky on the planet.
She goes, tell her I'll pay her if she gets me me a bag.
We'll talk to her after this.
Sweet.
Yeah. What did you guys think of the beer?
Different story there.
The beer is a 0.5.
Yeah.
Scott, you chugged your beer.
Dude, I'm one of those guys. I just don't want to waste fucking shit, man. It's not okay. So it's not horrible enough that you can't fucking drink it.
Yes, it is.
But it just, it almost tastes like fake fucking orange.
No, you're right.
Tell me that this was brewed with real orange peels, Budweiser is fucking lying to us.
Oh, yeah. No, it's not brewed. They threw orange Tic Tacs in the fucking vat when they were brewing
They used the Mio water sprayer.
Yeah.
It's just watery and gross. And
it's, for one thing.
You said it's not undrinkable, but it is.
For one thing. Bud Light sucks.
Yeah, Bud Light's the worst beer.
Bud Light is the worst of the domestic
beers.
It gives
me headaches.
It's 0.5, Scott. It's terrible.
Yeah, I mean, 0.5. Fuck you,
we're on the board. Who's this made for? Like you were saying before.
It's for made for women. And
I don't even know if women would like this.
I'm not trying to be mean in any way, but I think it is made for women. It is disgusting.
I could say that if you want to try Bud Light Orange, just get a Bud Light and throw a goddamn orange in it, and it'll taste
better.
Tenfold better.
Yeah. Probably.
Tenfold
if you
better.
Like Bud Light, I guess.
You don't get that.
I don't like Bud Light.
Gross fucking like tang fucking flavor that they've added to it.
Yeah. Hey, man. What about those pistachio Oreos downstairs?
What about them? I haven't tried them yet.
Have you opened them up yet?
Not yet. I got to do the video.
Fuck, I want to try one.
You can try one.
Okay.
So, all right. Well, so we're back, everyone. Just please remember before I get the messages, which I will get, 2 weeks. So not next week. The week after.
But every week we will have
every week you will be able to listen to Cinema Universe Podcast under the Sick Invite tab.
I highly recommend it.
Thank you.
It's where I go for my movie news and movie reviews.
Thank you, Brian.
It's the only way that I'll know what to go see that weekend.
Wow.
Did you see Jurassic World?
No.
Okay. Well, we haven't talked about it yet.
Yeah, that's why I haven't gone yet. I'm waiting for it. When's it coming up?
Waiting for
it's
the
coming up. It's coming up. It'll be on the next show.
Did you guys skip a week?
Yeah. Because I knew we were doing this, and I didn't know how we were going to do it. We'll talk about it all next week. Yeah. We're just going to fucking shove it in, because there's no way I'm doing another hour show, and we're going to go eat and play games.
No, we also probably have people coming right now.
Yeah.
So,
all right, guys. I'm Aaron.
I'm Brian.
Yep.
I didn't know if Scott was going first.
No, you're going first now. No, I just want to do that dumb thing.
We already did that. So.
Yeah.
And I'm Scott.
And this was Sick Invite. Thank you guys so much for listening. We will see you in 2 weeks.
All right. Well, see you later.
Knock the table over.